Hi, it's so nice to talk to you.
It's so nice to talk to you too. It's so wild how this all unfolded.
No, I know, right? It's
Yeah.
crazy, but I'm glad that it did.
Yeah, it's great. I'm so glad you reached out. I was so shocked. But I'm so pleased.
Well, I mean, we really, I just wanted you to know how much we really enjoyed reading the book. Like, it was just fantastic.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah,
Thank
so
you.
we've been passing it around a little bit, but I'm trying to get people to buy their own copy too.
Yes. I would prefer people bought their own copies, but as long as people are learning about the history, that's fine.
Well, you know, I mean, some people, you're not going to get them to buy a book to save their lives. It doesn't matter, you know. That's the unfortunate part. But yeah, it's just made quite a little splash here, that's for sure.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
How is Tommy? Is he there?
Yeah, he is. He's home. He's okay. Well, right now I think he's sleeping. I'll peek my head around the corner in just a minute.
Okay.
So he well, that last infection he had really did him in, eh? Like, it took a lot out of him.
Oh,
And he's really having trouble coming back from it.
yeah.
So he's pretty much at this point bedridden. He's not able to do anything for himself. He's just too weak.
Yeah.
And now, mind you, we do actually have help now. I mean, for 3 months we didn't, because he didn't have an Ontario health card. He had the Quebec health card.
Right.
So for 3 months, I was the team.
Right.
But now that he has OHIP, you know, we have a PSW comes every day and helps him with his personal care, and we have a nurse, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
So it's really helpful. Unfortunately, the next time we see the doctor, which will be on the 23rd, we have to have the conversation about admitting him into hospice, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you getting a caregiver's allowance as well?
Oh, no. Nope,
Okay.
I'm not getting anything.
Okay. I don't know how it works in Ontario, but I work for a politician here. I work for a MLA, and so there is a caregiver's allowance, but not sure how it works in Ontario.
I honestly don't know, and I didn't even think to look into anything like that. And right now Ontario is being run by a bunch of conservative boobs, so
Yeah.
you know, if there was something there, I could totally see that being one of the first things they cut, you know what I
Right.
mean?
Right. Yeah.
Because I was actually going after my MP, who is unfortunately conservative because of where I live. I mean, I can describe that to you. You'll just roll your eyes because I do every day. But there was actually a bill that was brought to the floor of our house, and it was bill, I think it was Bill 52 or Bill 54. I'd have to look it up. At any rate, it was to help people who had like family members who are dying of cancer, bring
Yeah.
them from wherever they are into our province, and they would get like immediate access to OHIP rather
Yeah.
than the 3 month waiting period. It went through its first reading and actually passed, which surprised me. But then the federal election started up, so Doug Ford, our premier, shut down the House and went into hiding, right?
Yeah.
And nothing's been heard of it since. So then
Oh.
when I went after my MP, I didn't they didn't even answer me. They literally ignored me. Literally ignored me.
Oh, what a sin. That's awful. That's awful.
Oh, I know.
Sarah, do you want me to call back when Tommy's awake?
No, you know what? Just let me go check and see if he's awake. And then, yeah, because he's been really looking forward to talking to you.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's loving every minute of it, right? I mean, once a queen, always a queen, right? So he's like, oh, you know, oh my God, it's all about me.
I picture him exactly like he was in those pictures.
And you know what? Yes,
And
you're
he's
absolutely
tough.
right. And you're absolutely right. Oh, hold on a second. Tommy? Hey. Rebecca's on the phone. No, no, I have the phone. I have it. Do you want a minute just to wake up a little bit? It's okay. You're all right? Okay, I'm going to hand you over to him.
Okay.
And have a good conversation. And then if you need me, I'm not too far away.
Okay, thanks, Sherry.
Okay, just a moment.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Tommy. How are you?
Oh, I'm a little sore. I fell asleep earlier.
You fell asleep?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I am going to record you just so I have all of this on tape. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Yes, same here.
Had it been a while since you had thought or talked about those days?
Oh, yeah, quite a while.
Yeah.
Quite a while, yeah.
Yeah.
I spoke to Randy Kennedy.
Did you?
Yeah.
How was that?
I think it was Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was your conversation?
Good.
Good?
He was good. I thought maybe he'd hang up, but he didn't.
And why did you think he'd hang up?
You know, because it's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we spoke.
Yeah. Well, he thought that you had already passed.
Yeah, I know.
What happened there?
I don't know. He said somebody told that I had passed, you know, and I don't know who it could be.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Well, you sound very much alive to me.
Thank you very much.
Are you awake enough for me to ask you some questions?
Yeah, okay, I'm awake.
Yeah, okay. So when did you move to Halifax, Tommy?
I moved to Halifax in 1970.
1970?
Yeah, because the FLQ in Montreal were bombing mailboxes, and it was too close for comfort, you know, so I decided to go to Halifax.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, did you know that you were gay at that point?
Oh, I knew I was gay when I was 15.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you landed in Halifax, did you try to search out other gay people, or did you think you were the only one?
No, because the place I moved to, the house, I moved in there with my friend. He had a house in Halifax. Yeah. So I just didn't go on, like, you know, on a spur of the moment like that. I knew somebody in Halifax already.
Yeah. And was your friend gay?
Beg your pardon? Yeah.
Was your friend gay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Who was that? Would I know them?
It was Jim DeYoung. I moved in with Jim DeYoung.
Jim DeYoung, yeah. I know of Jim.
Yeah, I moved in with him and his lover.
Yeah.
And there was Cynthia Watts and Ann Fulton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they all lived in the same house?
Yeah. We all had there was like four bedrooms. We all had our own bedroom.
Yeah. How did you know Jim before you moved here?
I was in Halifax. Oh, let me see. I think it was 68.
Yeah.
68 or 69 when I went down. I went to Halifax.
Yeah.
And I met him at a bar.
Yeah.
Was it a bar? I'm not sure if it was a bar or a restaurant, but that's when I met him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what was living in that house like with Jim and Cynthia and Anne?
Oh, it was good. Yeah, everybody got along.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have learned a lot about Anne, but I don't know much about Cynthia.
Cynthia was from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what part of Australia she was from, and I don't know if she's still in Toronto. in Halifax or she went back to Australia. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you landed in 1970.
Yeah.
And you were in that house full of gays and lesbians.
Yeah.
Did you meet other gays and lesbians? Did you meet other folks in the community?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. After a while, you know, I met quite a few of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you meet them?
Well, there was a restaurant. Let me see. I think it was called the Candlelight Lounge.
Yeah.
That's where they all hung out because there was no bar.
Yeah.
And when I first went down to Halifax,
yeah.
So everybody hung out at this bar.
Yeah.
And the bar closed at 11 o'clock at night. The restaurant
yeah.
closed at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was no gay bars or nothing like that down there at
yeah.
the time.
Yeah. Yeah, and what was the Candlelight Lounge like?
It was just like, it was a restaurant during the day
mm-hmm.
and a bar at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And was it mostly men that went or was it mixed?
No, men and women.
Mm-hmm.
It was a straight bar.
Yeah.
You know, but the women were straight people used to go there also.
Right.
Because it wasn't gay.
Right. Yeah. And so you also, when did you start doing drag, Tommy?
When I was in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in Montreal, I did drag there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember any?
Yeah, because I didn't get into performing until I got to Halifax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so did you start doing drag as soon as you moved to Halifax, or was there a gap?
It was a gap, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was I went to a Halloween party, and I went in drag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems to be how a lot of people started doing drag.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember where the Halloween party was?
Beg your pardon?
Do you remember where the Halloween party was?
No, I don't.
No. So when did you make the leap from Halloween party drag to performing in drag?
It must have been a year after that.
Yeah.
That's when I started doing drag on the weekends.
And where was that?
It was at the Rumors on the... Oh, no, it wasn't. I didn't know. The Turret, that's where I first, you know, that was the first place I went to in drag.
Yeah, not David's in the Green Lantern Building?
Beg your pardon?
What about David's in the Green Lantern Building? Do you remember
yeah.
going there?
Oh, yeah, I went to the Green Lantern. David Gray owned the... It was his club at the Green Lantern Building, and that's where I went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is that where you started doing drag?
Yeah.
Yeah, there. Who else do you remember? Like, were there drag queens before you in Halifax?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because Halifax was a very small and conservative town to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So most of the drag queens were kind of younger and newer than you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so how did you kind of develop your drag persona? How did you pick the name Sugar?
I don't know. I really don't know. You know, I can't remember.
Do you remember any of those early shows? Do you remember what it felt like?
It was fun. it was fun, you know, like I did Big Spender.
Yeah.
You know, that was one of my songs. You know. It was different.
Yeah.
You know. And it relieved a lot of stress. If you had stress, you know, and if you were a drag queen, it relieved stress.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And do you remember how people reacted to your drag?
No, they liked it. They liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that you were pretty sassy.
Beg your pardon?
I heard that you were pretty sassy.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, I was.
And what do you remember about the early drag scene? Like, so you were kind of on your own for a bit, and then more people started to do drag with
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see. There's one, two, three. There must have been about six or ten of us. We
yeah. to,
you know, we started doing shows.
Mostly at the turret.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the drag queen names?
No, I don't.
No,
I don't.
And what was it like when you finally had a group of other drag queens with you?
It was good. We all got along.
Yeah.
You know, we were like a family.
Yeah.
You know. Can I ask you a question? Are you writing another book?
I'm not writing another book yet, no.
Okay. Just curious. Because I've got your first book. A friend of mine in Halifax sent it to me.
Great. Who sent it to you?
His name is George.
George?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I would have talked to you for the book if I had have known that you were alive.
Yeah. You know.
You know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, what did you think of the book? Was there anything in the book that you wanted to comment on or that made you think of anything?
No, I can't. It was good. There was pictures in there that I hadn't even seen.
Yeah, you know. There's quite a few photos of you floating around.
Yeah, I know. I haven't seen any of those photos that were in the book.
Yeah.
At all.
Jim DeYoung took quite a few photos of you.
Oh, I know. Every time you put on a dress, every time you got ready, he'd be clicking his camera.
Yeah, there's a lot of you performing in the turret.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were also a founding member of the Gay Alliance for Equality.
Yes, yeah.
How did that come about?
I really can't. Oh, we just wanted to start a group,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be equal with the rest of the world, rest
yeah.
of the gays, you know, and that's how we started.
Mm-hmm.
The first meeting was on English Street.
Mm-hmm.
I think was it. It was. I think it was either a church hall.
Yeah.
Or it was a daycare center.
Right.
It was one or the other.
Yeah. Was that exciting for you starting that group?
Yeah. You know, it was very exciting. You know, it's, you know, the way I looked at it. You know, I'm here, and what comes after me, they know. You know, they could do what they want because, you know, other people did it before them.
Mhm. And so some of the founding members were folks that you lived with, like Jim and Anne and Cynthia. But do you remember how you met the rest of them?
No, I don't. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Go.
Okay. I think I met them at the bar.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. And what do you remember about those early meetings, the first meetings, what you folks did?
Oh, people were, you know, some of them would say, that'll never work, that'll never work, that'll never work.
Right.
You know, like they were bickering.
Right.
Quite a bickering.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Go ahead.
No, why did people think that it wouldn't work?
I don't know. Because Halifax being such a conservative city, you know. Because when I went down, I had one ear pierced, and people would look at you like strange, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
So you had one ear pierced?
Yep.
Nice. Do you remember any of the things that the GAE did, like any of the activities in those early days?
We had picnics.
Yeah.
We had picnics and, you know, and movies.
Mm-hmm.
That was about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you remember any of the other people that were involved at the time?
No, I don't.
No,
I don't.
Mm-hmm. And so how long were you involved? Like, how long were you involved in the GAE?
I was probably involved for 2 years, and that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then did it turn to like doing more things at the turret? Like.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your memories of the turret, Tommy?
The bloody stairs.
Those bloody stairs.
Yeah, because what it was on the second floor.
Yeah.
And it was in an old building. I mean, you walk upstairs, You walked up two flights of stairs to get to the bar and the dance floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else do you remember other than the stairs?
Everybody, you know, they were friendly. We got along with it. Got along with everybody, you know. Yeah.
You must have spent so much time there.
Oh, I did. Friday, Saturday, both nights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and tell me what you remember about the variety shows and the drag shows.
Okay, the drag shows, it was always, if you didn't get a ticket, if you didn't come early to get a seat, it was standing room only.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they were fun, and everybody got along.
Yeah.
With everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the outfits that you wore?
Take a part?
Do you remember any of the outfits that you wore?
The red one that was in the book.
Yeah.
and that silver one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's how I think, just because I've seen them, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you sew your own oak foot?
Yeah. No, I had somebody else. Randy made a lot of my dresses for the shows.
Randy did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. What else do you remember about the drag shows? What about the other performers? Do you remember much of their performances?
No, I thought I would, you know, I just thought of my own, you know, thinking about myself first. You know.
You were focused on you.
Yeah.
Sugar was focused on sugar.
Yes.
And what do you remember about, like, the discos, the dancing?
I can't. It was, well, the dance floor was very small.
Yeah.
And they put on a song, and then everybody would be up there dancing, having fun. You know, I didn't do much dancing.
No?
No.
Did you kind of stand by the sideline?
Yeah. You know, I watched everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you remember the story that folks told me about, like, some of the confrontations with straight people, or?
Oh, God, yes. There was one. I think it was Randy's brother came to pick him up.
Right.
And, you know, he said there's people down there calling us fruits. Randy and I, those shoes went downstairs and we chased them. Oh yeah, it was ridiculous. Confrontation with the straight people was ridiculous.
Yeah, and you weren't scared when you chased them?
No.
No.
God, no. You know.
Did you get dressed up at the turret, or did you go to the turret already in drag?
I went to the turret already in drag. Because at the time I lived on Barrington Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you get any reactions from people when you were just...
No. I just, you know, I just ignored them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you walk to the turret or drive?
No, walk.
Walk.
Because it wasn't that far.
Right.
Yeah, it was probably maybe 6 blocks from my place.
Right.
To the turret.
Yeah. Yeah. So it just didn't bother you?
No.
Hmm.
No. Nothing bothered me at the time.
Yeah. What was your life like, just day-to-day life? Like, were you out at all?
Yeah, well, I worked during the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then during the week I wouldn't go anywhere because I used to get up quite early in the morning to go to work. I did get up at 5 o'clock, so
yeah,
you know, so I would stay home Monday to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night I'd go to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where did you work?
I worked at Shadow Halifax downtown.
At where, sorry?
It was called Shadow Halifax.
Oh, okay. It says on the founding documents that you were a cook?
Yeah.
Did you do that the whole time you were in Halifax?
Yes. Yeah. When I retired, I went back to Montreal.
Right.
Yeah, you know, because like I had enough of the nightlife, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You reach a certain stage, and you gotta stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm 35, and I feel like I've reached my limit with the nightlife.
Yeah. I'm 17, and I'll be 80 in September, so.
Wow.
I have quite a few years on you.
One or two.
Yeah.
Were you out as gay to, like, anyone at work or anyone outside of kind of the Tourette scene?
No. Just the people I hung around with, you know, because we were all gay, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and so when you lived on Barrington, so I also heard that you used to live in the Green Lantern building apartment.
Yes, I did.
What do you remember about them?
Well, I lived underneath the dance floor. So when they would when they would dance, the floor would vibrate.
Wow.
You know, oh yeah.
So how long, do you remember how long you lived there?
I probably lived there for 2 years. Then I moved out. I can't remember where I moved to.
Right.
You know.
And it was all other gay men that lived in those apartments, right?
Yeah. There's David Gray, Tom Burns.
Yeah.
Well, there was only 3 apartments in the whole building.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Okay. And, like, did you folks see much of each other? Did you see much of each other kind of in the halls or in your own apartment?
No. We talked to each other, you know. But
mm-hmm.
I wasn't much for one to go visiting other people in their apartment.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you remember about the club upstairs, David's Club?
Well, it was fun. I didn't have to go far when I, you know, walk up one flight of stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you would wear to the club? Anything special?
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. And then you don't remember where you moved after that?
No, I don't.
But you remember living on Barrington?
Yeah.
Do you remember who you lived with or where you lived on Barrington?
No, I lived by myself.
You lived by yourself?
Yeah.
Did you get ready for drag shows by yourself or did other drag queens get
ready?
No,
I'm ready by myself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember kind of mentoring the new drag queens like Randy?
I remember mentoring Randy, but the other ones I don't think they did. I think it was just Randy.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm trying to think of what else I want to ask you. I'll look at my notes. So how long were you in Halifax? When did you leave, Tommy?
I left Halifax in 2005.
Oh, my gosh. So you were here a long time.
Oh, yeah. I was here 32 years.
Holy.
Yeah.
And when did you retire?
In September the 17th in 2005. Yeah.
So when did you stop doing drag?
Oh, I can't remember. Quite a while before that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like the 80s or the 90s?
I think it was the 80s.
80s.
Yeah.
So did you go to both of the different Rumors bars?
Yes, I did.
What do you remember about those bars?
There was one on, what's the name of the street? Right behind Sackville, there's a bar street. There was one there. There was a bar there. That was the new Rumors.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And that was like one floor.
Mm-hmm.
You could walk in off the street.
Mm-hmm.
you know. And then the other one was it wasn't called Room, which I can't remember the name, the one on Gardigan Street.
Right.
You know, that wasn't too bad. That one, where the balconies were.
Yeah.
You know, I'd spend a lot of my time up there and on down below.
Yeah. What was the one on Granville like compared to the turrets?
It wasn't as friendly as the turret.
Mm.
You know, because then after that, a lot of straight people were coming in.
Right.
You know, the one on Granville.
Right.
Yeah.
Just because of the good music, the good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Was there anything different about the drag shows or the variety shows at Rumors?
No. Yeah. They were all the same.
Yeah. What do you remember about the AIDS epidemic in the early 80s?
Well, they said AIDS was spread by monkeys that started in Africa, you know, like I didn't, you know, just as long as it killed a couple of my friends.
Yeah.
AIDS did, you know, and I just try to ignore it as much as possible.
Right.
You know.
Do you remember how you first heard about it?
No, I don't. I can't remember.
Mm. Do you remember, like, if Rumors was different during and after AIDS?
Take your pardon?
Do you remember if, like, Rumors or the community was, like, how it was different during...
It was different for a while, then it went back to the way it was, you know.
Right.
You know, people, you wouldn't see two straight, you know, two people that didn't know each other go out of the door together, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you saw a lot of change during your time in Halifax, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes.
What were the biggest changes that you saw?
They accepted the gays.
Yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, you know. So, yeah, no, they accepted it. They accepted the gays, you know, and then more straights used to come into more straights were coming into the turret on Goddard Street, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember how did drag change during the time that you...
It didn't change at all. I don't think it changed at all. You know. Except for some of the drag queens were starting to get nastier, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Like cattier with each other?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why do you think that was?
I don't know. I really don't know. Like, I didn't. There's only certain people I hung around with, so, you know, and we just ignored the ones that were catty.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And did you stay friends with a lot of the people? Like, were you friends with Jim DeYoung until you left?
No, Jim DeYoung had moved to Vancouver before I had left.
Right.
You know. I was still in Halifax when I found out when I found out he died.
Right.
You know.
Right. Did you keep in touch
Did you stay friends with anyone else from, you know, the early days, the 70s?
No. I think after a while, when the gay bar on Garden Street closed, everybody went their separate ways.
Yeah.
I was working. I didn't have much time to hang out. You know.
Yeah. That must have been weird to, you know, like, it sounds like the community was really, really close during the
tour. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just have
Miranda
the lecture so that she
gets a mail there. I'll be right back, okay? Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. No, so that's all it is, you know.
Well, it sounds like the community was so close during the 70s and the turret days. It must have been weird to all go your own ways when.
It was because once the gay bar on Garden Street closed, you know, that was it. Nobody spoke or that.
Right.
You know.
Did that feel lonely at all, or?
No, not really, because, you know, I spoke to some of the, you know, like Randy and, what the hell was, and Bill McKinnon, you know, I spoke to him when I seen him or was going for coffee, that was about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And when you look back at say the 70s,
right,
what sticks out the most about, you know, the gay community during that time?
Oh, the community in the 70s, like I said, it was small. When we started out, it was small,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then after the rumors opened, it seemed to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the gay men in Halifax, they pretended they were straight Monday to Friday. Monday to Friday, I think they took off their suits and became gay. You know.
Yeah. And were there I've heard about divisions within the community, you know, between men and women, or between folks that were more activist or political and folks that were more into the club scene. Did you see any of those divisions?
No, nothing at all like that.
Hmm.
You know. So.
Did you ever see yourself as an activist?
No. I was just normal.
You were just normal?
Yeah. It's what you want to call it, normal.
Yeah, I mean, it's my normal.
Yeah, you know.
And did you ever think about that time and think about, like, what difference you folks made?
No, not really. No, after I stopped going to the bar, I just, you know, to hell with it. That was my attitude.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
To hell with it.
Good.
Hmm.
Okay. My niece needs her phone back.
Okay. Okay. I really love talking to you. Thank you, Tommy.
Yes. You're welcome.
You take care of yourself, okay?
Yeah. And if you're writing another book, I'd like one.
Great. Yeah, I'll send along anything I write going forward to Sherry, okay?
Okay. Thanks, honey.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.